Alex Azar, Health and Human Services. Today, Tuesday, he is supposed to be making some friendly visits. Going around, he's going to the first president of Taiwan recently passed away. He was the very first way back in the day, and there's still visitations happening. I think that someone from Japan went and visited. So they've got some many people are coming to pay their respects. So he's going to be going around. No, he's got a special little motorcade, and he's supposed to wear a mask. And in all the Taiwan newspapers, he's going to wear a mask, and he's only going to stay in this floor, and he's only going to go where he's told, and no one's going to go outside to play, and they're going to be guarded because they could have the virus and make all of us sick. And the whole hotel floor is going to be empty just for them, so they don't make anybody else sick, and they're wearing masks, and they have tests, and they're wearing masks. And they're wearing masks, and they're wearing masks, and they're not going outside. They're wearing masks and not going outside. That's what's in the Taiwan news. Because I don't know if you know this. Taiwan is incredibly focused on containment, and they have not had a problem with the virus. They're very, very good. I just went to the post office. Oh, yeah, I went to mail it to check my thing, and then do I have a mask? And I'm like, well, no. And apparently it wasn't a law because I was allowed into the post office, but if everybody's wearing masks and they're all worried, I didn't go talk to anybody. I just stayed back, stayed away from people. I didn't go mix and mingle. Talked as little as possible, covered my mouth, that sort of thing. That's Taiwan. And so what happens when the Secretary of Health and Human Services comes to Taiwan, first diplomatic visit in 40 years, what are all the newspapers in Taiwan about? Oh, it's going to be safe because he's wearing a mask and the mask wearers are wearing a mask and the mask is wearing a mask. And the driver's wearing a mask, and the pedestrians have to wear a mask when they look at pictures of him 5 years from now. That's what's in the news in Taiwan. And I don't think the Taiwanese are aware of how much it's overdone and politicized. Some of them might be. But it's a yay boo. I kind of don't mind because we do need to be careful about stuff. And Taiwan is doing great. In dealing with the problem swiftly and quickly and effectively and softly. Because society continues to function. Everything continues to work. And that's very important. Well, Gretchen Whitmer supposedly flew her plane in secret, but she wasn't on it, we don't think, but we're not sure. But she was gone, but a plane left and no one knows who was on it from Lansing and flew out to Delaware where Joe Biden is. And yeah, so supposedly she's doing secret meetings with him. Which should be secretive. It's vice presidential nominee stuff. That's normal. I hope she gets the nomination. I hope she's the Veep. Have you seen the TV series Veep? That'd be great for her. I'm from Michigan, and we don't. Well, telling a guy that he can't cut hair, I have a problem with that. You want to talk about. What are we talking about today? Jesse, what are you talking about? The virus thing in Taiwan, in China. So Whitmer in Michigan was a very controversial figure about how to respond to the virus thing. And Taiwan's done great. So see, you got the Secretary of HHS, Health and Human Services, flying into Taiwan. See, that's political clout for Republicans. Because, see, we're hobnobbing with the successful countries. We Republicans know how to deal with a virus. We're going to go talk to Taiwan. Right. Okay, so, that's happening. All right, well, Gretchen Whitmer, she's got a different political angle because she's a Democrat and she's a liberal. And that is that everyone's going to die. It's the end of the world. The apocalypse came yesterday. Well, this morning. That's the headline on every Democrat's favorite newspaper. The apocalypse came this morning. And then the next day, same headline. The apocalypse came this morning. That's how they run their campaigns. Republicans run things differently. So every reaction to this has been political in America. The Democrats want everyone to be locked up in their homes, and the Republicans want everyone who's sick to go out in the streets and sneeze and cough on everybody. Of course, I don't know if you know about this pneumonia virus, sneezing is not one of the symptoms. If you're sneezing, you're sick with something else. Well, I suppose you could have both at the same time, but yeah, it's a cough. It's a deep cough. But anyhow, they want, you know, there's polarity on both sides. Now, you want the truth? Do you want to cut through the nonsense? See, the answer to this virus thing is not that everybody wears a mask, and it's not that nobody wears a mask. Now, I do think that there's common sense that we need to have. And Whitmer in Michigan has been so heavy-handed with mask stuff that isn't going to help that it's had a backlash. And there's been too, you know, you push too much here, people push for not enough over there. And so she's been a polarizing figure. Everyone blames Trump for being polarizing. What has Governor Whitmer done? They call her Witless Whitmer. What has she done to not be polarizing? You know, dude, only a Republican gets accused of being polarizing. Constant scrutiny. Only Republican incumbent presidents are always going to lose. Democrat incumbents, they're always going to win. Now, almost every incumbent wins. Every existing president wins re-election. That's normal. But the media paints stuff in a certain way. And it's all part of a polarization. And your neighbors are not your enemy with this virus thing. We should be wearing masks reasonably, and we should be going to work. And parents should have options to send their children to school. This is, and you shouldn't have to act like all the other students have cooties when you do. But we need to be safe and secure. And no one's operating with a happy medium of common sense like they did in Taiwan. You know what they did in Taiwan with schools? Didn't I tell you several months ago? If one student gets sick in a school, then that student's class shuts down. I suppose a high school student, they have in middle school, they revolve around different classes. So all their classes would close. If two students in a school get sick, the entire school shuts down. Now, when they shut down, we're talking the students and their parents, their families are all under quarantine by law. But it goes in these quick phases. But unless someone, if no one's sick at the school, then there's no lockdown for that school. One person has to be sick first. Now, did Michigan stage anything like that in phases? No, they did not. So we're not being smart about this. We want to overreact this way or overreact that way. Well, honestly, if you really want the truth, you really want to, I don't mean absolute fact. I mean, if we want to be honest and stop lying to ourselves and cut with the grandstanding and in the political correctness. If you really want to end the virus, the United States government should absorb Microsoft and the Gates Foundation and liquidate all of its assets and use it to pay off the national debt, or just send that money as a bonus to people. And we should end patents immediately. End all future patents, end all existing patents on anything having to do with medicine or farming. No pesticide patents, no medicine patents, no vaccine patents, and no genetic patents, not for animals, people, nor for plants. End the patents on biology and medicine, and absorb Microsoft, the Gates Foundation, liquidate it, and give that money to the people. You do that, then all of a sudden, the stakeholders in the World Health Organization, the largest donor, now the U.S. is out, Bill Gates, and all the big medicine companies that stand to make a profit off of this, all of a sudden, they stop making money. When a disease is no longer profitable, then all of a sudden, people find a way to get rid of it. It's amazing. It's amazing. My father always taught me that. Follow the money. You don't have to be a conspiracy theorist. Look at the money. Who's got money invested in this stuff? Who? I mean, Bill Gates funding the World Health Organization, which China gets money from like everyone else. This still happened. His donations failed. So the money's not working. At what point do we expect results? At what point do we expect results? So let's stop blaming each other and let's look up to what the real problems are and the solutions. And let's look at how the U.S. and Taiwan are talking, and let's talk to each other. See you tomorrow.